The Union Assault. The Confederates held a strong position along the heavily wooded ridge overlooking Middle Creek. To avoid exposing his men to the full line of enemy fire, Garfield chose to attack the south end of the line rather than march up the valley for a full assault. His force of 1,800 Ohioans and Kentuckians faced a deadly hail of musket fire. Garfield ordered Captain F.A. Williams to lead three companies of the 42nd Ohio across the icy waters of Middle Creek and up the rocky spur towards Colonel J.S. Williams, 5th Kentucky. At the same time, two companies of Kentuckians moved along the ridge toward Marshall's left, anchored by dismounted cavalry under Clay and Thomas. Williams' first attack was stopped by heavy Confederate volleys, and the rebels counterattacked, but the Ohioans held with a single volley, killing seven. Garfield then reinforced Williams with two more 42nd Ohio companies and one from the 14th Kentucky under Major Don A. Party. Fighting tree to tree and stone to stone, this combined force pressed up the valley towards Piney Point, where Moore's 29th Virginia held the ridge.